And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. My name is Catherine Davis, and we come to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. to share insights and information about what we can do to transform and uplift our lives and really understand the deeper aspects of who we are as beings. On today's show, we're going to be taking a look at heartfulness meditation. And heartfulness is a simple and practical way to experience the heart's unlimited resources, whether you are seeking stress reduction and relaxation, an individual meditation practice, or a deeper connection to your inner being. And joining me today are two trainers of this meditation practice, Tanya Chauvet and Mary Lynn Massey. So I want to say hello to both of you. So hello, Tanya.
Hello, Catherine. Hi, thank you very much for inviting us here today. It's a pleasure to be able to talk about this practice.
Beautiful. And hello, Mary Lynn.
Hi, good morning, Catherine. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us on with Catherine.
No problem. I'm happy to have you. It feels like a perfect fit for the program Heart of Mind. So I think that people might very well enjoy hearing about this practice. Perhaps one of you can start by giving us some history on how this practice came into being, maybe a little bit about its founder. Who would like to speak first?
Okay, well, excuse me. I can speak to that. Basically, this practice has a very beautiful tradition and a rich lineage of a modified form of Raja Yoga. And it's a natural path meditation. We find that the mind leads us into a space where we can meditate on the heart, and it opens up the heart very wide and very deeply. And there are many deeper aspects of our meditation practice. But heartfulness is really a way that people can come in and have a wonderful experience for their own unique situation of their own heart. And the origin of the practice, actually, we are part of SMSF, which is a Saj Marg Spirituality Foundation, and that goes back to this heritage of Raja Yoga modified for the modern day life. So that what we're able to do, you know, years ago, the yogis sat in the mountains and they meditated all day. And through the years, it's been modified enough times that now today we can actually have our normal modern life and have our meditation practice as well. Mm-hmm. And this practice helps us accomplish a lot.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were saying for your own inner peace?
Yeah, for our own inner development.
Development, okay. Excellent. And I was wondering if I could speak to, Tanya, maybe you wanted to add a little something to that?
Well, yes, you know, the heartfulness is really a method of offering meditation. And what we do in heartfulness is we bring the awareness to the heart. And we start with the subtle suggestion that the source of light is in our heart. And we allow our awareness to settle there in a way to be absorbed into the feelings of the heart. And heartfulness is really just a method which is offered that we can practice this connecting with our inner self.
Mm-hmm.
So another way to describe it would be to say that it's a practice in turning our attention inward so that we can connect through the heart with our deepest aspiration and create a beautiful life for ourselves that's joyful and meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps you could each share with our listeners a bit of your own personal story and tell us how it's impacted your life. Mary Lynn?
Okay. Well, I began this practice kind of by accident, although I had been seeking for quite a long time something. I'd come from a spiritual family, and I had a lot of different avenues to travel to discover other options and other openings to a spiritual journey. And I was getting to the point where I wasn't feeling like I was actually able to, a lot of the ideas I was having were outside of me. They were coming from other places, and I was very, I was feeling pulled and drawn by a lot of other information. And I was a little stressed out, and I was not able to, I just was feeling like, where am I in all of this? How come I can't find myself? Where's me? And so I began, my friend became a trainer and said, come on, let's try this. And I sat down and I had a meditation with her. And it was really something that completely changed my life, because what began to happen was I realized if I was looking inside of me, that there was a space in there, there was an essence that once I saw that, it was like a curtain opened, and I could never see life the same way again, because I was looking, I saw me, and mm-hmm. I was getting to be me again. I remember the comment my someone in my family had made to me was, Mary Lynn, it's like you were younger again. When you were young, you were like this. You were happy and you were light. And, you know, we haven't seen that in a while. And it wasn't that there was anything wrong in my life. It was just that there was something inner just pulling and pulling on me that I was able to access.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very beautiful. Thank you. And Tanya, how about yourself?
So I found out about meditation through my mother, and it played out something like this. I was in my very early 20s, and I was a student, and it was a time of a lot of confusion for me in my life, trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to do and what made sense to me, and it was actually a confusing and painful time. And I think a couple of times my mother said to me, you know, why don't you try heartfulness meditation? It might help. And I think, you know, the second or third time she said it, I thought, okay, why not, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's give it a go. And, you know, I can say really that from that point, I feel like my life began, and it began in the sense that I realized that I had been living from a place of disconnectedness, mm-hmm. and that the confusion came from not feeling that I was truly living from the ground of my being, the part of me that had a sense of what is truthful and what is real and makes sense. And when I started the meditation, what happened is that I felt immediately that I was being connected to that part of myself. And so from then on, everything started to unfold in a way that seemed clear, I had a sense of inner direction. I had a sense of definitely the confusion dropped. I think the stillness came, a feeling I have a place of refuge. Mm. And I've been doing this practice for quite a few years now, and it's unfolded in many ways that I could not have imagined. But it's really what holds me steady throughout all the different things in my life. I have two young children now. I work, life in New York City or in Jersey City, which is where I am, is can get pretty hectic. And I feel that it's it continues to nourish me and give me a sense of wholesomeness and actually happiness and joy.
Beautiful. That's really very beautiful. And I, excuse me, I haven't learned this particular meditation as of yet, but I do feel very connected to what you're saying, because meditation is a very different experience when you're using it and it's serving you as a way of drawing your awareness into the truths of your being, into your heart, into the fullness. And a lot of people approach meditation more as a mental exercise. So could perhaps you give a little explanation of the difference of the process of this heartfulness meditation as opposed to what some people might think of as a really difficult meditation?
Well, perhaps I can just simply describe what we do, because in essence it's really a practice, which means that each one of us can begin to experience that sense of being connected with oneself or being in tune with oneself through the heart. What we do is we sit comfortably, gently close our eyes. Find a spot where we won't be disturbed for 20 or 30 minutes, and bring the attention to the heart, bring our awareness to our heart, with the subtle suggestion that the source of light is in our heart. And then we wait with this sense of openness to the feeling of this light in our heart. And we allow this feeling in our heart to attract us inward. And we become absorbed in that feeling. And, that's the practice. And from that, I think everything can unfold. Mm-hmm. And that's been my experience, that everything can unfold from that place.
Beautiful. And this was Mary, right, Mary Lynn?
This was Tanya.
Tanya. Okay. Uh-huh. So, do you have any other thoughts? I want to give you each a chance to sort of respond to this meditation experience and how you would describe it.
Well, I think one of the important aspects of this practice is that it really is something that everyone can experience in whatever way they're comfortable. They can begin to, on our website, heartfulness.org, actually has a relaxation technique, so people that are unable to sit quietly for a few minutes can still themselves and quiet their minds. And they can then, once they finish the technique, they can go into an actual meditation of that light on the heart, as Tanya had described. And if they want, that's a deeper experience, because once they have that experience, as that grows and as they grow in that experience, we have deeper methods, and we can do it for groups. You can do it on an individual basis with someone. You can do it by yourself at home. There are a lot of different ways. We even do corporate groups and mm-hmm. workshops. So there's a lot available. But one of the most important things, I think, to realize is that we always separate the material and spiritual planes. And if we bring them together, we bring them together with the mind. In heartfulness, we use the mind to actually meditate on the heart and to bring the heart into focus. And we bring ourselves into our inside place where we don't ever look. So sometimes that's a little bit of a different place. We don't know what we're seeing there, but that's why we say experience the heartfulness, because that space will open up and there are a lot of resources for us inside of ourselves that we can learn about through this experience of this practice.
Okay. So both of you are trainers of this practice.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, tell us a little bit more about the organization itself. I believe you have an ashram in Queens. And, and you know, and, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mary Lynn.
Okay. We have meditation centers all over the world, actually. And we do have a meditation center in Monroe Township. We have a center in Queens. We have some centers throughout Connecticut. And we have, so it's pretty local for most people. Most people that have contacted me are within 2 hours of an actual meditation center, at least on the East Coast, you know. But there's... there are a lot of places that are supported by, there's no charge and no dues and no fees. So it's all supported by donations from the people who belong to the practice. Mm-hmm. And it's open to everyone as long as you're 15 years old and, you know, of good mental health. Anyone can try it. And the, all the information in terms of how to reach someone local to you is on the website of heartfulness.org. You know, because people have different ways they want to have the experience, so they have options there and local options as well.
Okay.
Just to say to that, that there, you know, the organization, there are people who practice this meditation, I think, in 130 different countries in the world now. And there are thousands of people like Mary Lynn and myself who train people and who can support them in their practice and who do this voluntarily. There is no prerequisite to try this, to start. There is no fee, no charge ever involved. You know, the idea being that if you're going to share something, it's an offering. If there's money involved, it might be a transaction. And the spirit of this is that we want to offer something that we all feel has benefited us. Mm-hmm. There is a website for the heartfulness. So, you know, anybody who wants to try this, and I would invite anybody who's interested to give it a go and see how, you know, how it feels, see if you like it, to go to the website, heartfulness.org, and the techniques of meditation are explained. And there is information there about how you can contact a trainer. And there will be information about where to find the meditation centers or the group meditation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anybody can start to fit it in their life, whatever in whatever way works for them, really.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. It makes it very accessible. And the best way to do that is through the website, heartfulness.org, correct?
Correct. Heartfulness,
yes,
with one L.
Okay, HEARTFULNESS, heartfulness.org. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can, you know, in a few short minutes, if you were to talk people through a bit of this meditation, would you be able to do that on the radio, one of you, to give
Absolutely.
Them a little sample live?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I would love to do that. Here's what I suggest. if I can, there's a relaxation that we do as a sort of preparation before meditation. The idea being that if you're, you know, if your body is tense or stressed, it might be difficult to just relax into the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So if that sounds okay to you, we could do 1 to 2 minutes of relaxation, and then once we're in a state of relaxation, we can enter the heartfulness meditation practice, and I will talk people directly into that.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay. So if wherever you are, if you can sit in a comfortable position with your feet on the ground or just sitting on the ground. And if you can take your shoes off, it's nice to have the feet on the floor. And once you're settled in a comfortable position, close your eyes. Very gently close your eyes, very softly. And bring your attention to your toes and to your feet and to your ankles. And feel all the tension relaxed. So the toes, the feet, the ankles are completely relaxed. Move up through the legs, the calves, the shins, the knees, the thighs, the hips. All the legs are completely relaxed. And then move up your back, feel your lower back. Everything is relaxed and dissolving. And bring your attention to your stomach and your chest and your upper back and your shoulders and your arms. And feel how everything is completely relaxed. Tip of your fingers, your hands, your forearms, your elbows, the joints in your shoulders, relaxed. Your neck, relaxed. And move your awareness to your head, to your face, to your jaws, all the muscles in your face, your skin, completely relaxed. And your head is completely relaxed. Your skull, the top of your head, completely relaxed. And gently bring your awareness to your heart. And you rest your awareness there. In the region of your heart, and settle there. And bring your attention to the source of light that is in your heart. And melt into this light. and allow this light to attract you towards it as you go deeper and deeper towards the light in your heart. Go into that feeling. Stay in that feeling of the light in the heart. More and more inside. Deeper into the heart.
And I have to interrupt.
Yes, thank you. That's all.
To allow people to realize that they're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And that was a beautiful meditation. Is there a recognized way to come out of it, or do you just allow yourself to stay in that space for a time?
Yes, so ideally you would just allow yourself to journey deeply into the heart in that way, towards the light in the heart, for 20, 30 minutes, as long as it feels comfortable and wholesome to you.
Very good.
And then you would just, you know, gently allow yourself to come out of it and, you know, gradually open your eyes and get on with your, you know, other things that you have to do. And, you know, that's maybe one of the things that I should say is that as you practice meditation, I think what happens is you become accustomed to knowing this place, you know, or that's been my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know this place and you know what it feels like and there's a condition, feeling that's attached to it, then you can begin to allow that to ooze out throughout the rest of your life. And I think that's the bit where it becomes very dynamic, mm-hmm. you know, so that in the midst of, you know, some madness that you might encounter throughout the day while you're driving around in your car and, you know, maybe my kids would be having an argument in the back of the car, mm-hmm. I can connect to that feeling and find a sense of stillness and poise, which actually helps me tremendously, you know, manage all the situations that come my way.
Excellent.
And, thank you so much, Catherine.
You're welcome. It was very beautiful. I'm very happy you were able to spend time with us today on Heart of Mind Radio. And we've been speaking to Tanya Chauvet, and Mary Lynn Massey. And you can find out more by going to the website heartfulness.org with one L, heartfulness.org. And remember, you could also go to our website at prn.org. You look under the Heart of Mind page, you'll find a link to that website. And you could actually listen to or download this program and listen to it at your leisure as well. I want to thank you both for being with me today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, did you want to say? Okay, bye-bye. And so we will be here. We will be back in a few moments after our station announcements, and we will continue with the program. Did I hear that you had something you wanted to share? No. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is PRN.FM. Tune in anytime for the latest in progressive news and ideas. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The story behind the story. Your story. My story. It's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Eutrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
It's the BRONX. You know what's next.
It's a bowl of soul. And get your dose of classic soul and independent R&B music from the United States and abroad on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A Bowl of Soul is a music experience you won't forget or regret. Check out A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And I am Catherine Davis, your host for this program. I really enjoyed that first segment on heartfulness meditation. I believe it's very close to the meditation that I have experienced in my life, and this is just another way. It's really important for us to realize and recognize that there are so many paths that we can follow, and that one path may work for you, one path may not. And it's what's nice about this particular piece, the heartfulness meditation at heartfulness.org, is that you can go onto their website, and there's a lot of information there. And their practice is done more as a public service, in the sense that you can visit one of their meditation centers. You can probably contact them if you want to bring in someone into your, maybe you have a school or you have your own center, and make that connection, because it's really about communicating from heart to heart and expanding, I believe, all of us on that deeper level. Because when we expand and grow as beings for our own benefit, we also benefit the world, because we are a collective consciousness. We have a collective energy field. We all tap into a unity that causes and allows us to have an impact on each other. And this is interesting, because during the worst ages of darkness on Earth, and even now when we see and hear about events that seem very disturbing, we can keep in mind that a lot of these events are impacting us on a very subtle level. And as we allow ourselves to become upset or sad or angry over what's happening in the world, that we can recognize that we're feeding that energy, those feelings, back into the collective field. So having a meditation practice or having some way of calming down and bringing your focus back to the interior is a way of responsibly participating in what is already a unified consciousness field. So daily meditation is important for that twofold reason. It helps us to keep our own lives in balance, but it also helps to create a broader spectrum of balance, because it feeds into the collective field of unity consciousness. We're all interrelated in so many ways. And in a way, I wanted to take that a little bit further, because we're living during a time in which some people refer to it as maybe a separation of worlds, in that we're going through a great shift as we move through the energies that are coming to us from the center of our galaxy. More powerfully, these energies are impacting us now. And what that does is it sort of causes us as beings on the Earth to fall into either of the more historical polarities that we've had on the planet. So some people will naturally gravitate towards a more uplifting state of being, will more naturally gravitate towards feeling positive and hopeful, and will more naturally gravitate towards wanting to make a contribution into the world that is transformative and can be uplifting. And then there are going to be some who are going to gravitate towards the other polarity, which is more about control and selfishness and accumulating and having and being fearful that without that control, that you're somehow at a loss. And these kind of energies in people will gravitate more towards argumentativeness and destructive behaviors and destructive thoughts. And so the truth of it is, we all have both ends of the spectrum within us. But as we are going through this shifting process, you'll find that you have a natural gravitation towards one or the other. And so the use of meditation, mindfulness meditation, heartfulness meditation, it could be yoga, it could be qigong, it could be something of your own invention. But when you can find the time to go inward and connect to the inner world, the inner heart, that's when you receive the most guidance and the most support towards the upliftment of your being and falling into harmony, coming into harmony with the unified consciousness of divine expression. And so very often what we're seeing in the world, some of the negativity, some of it's purposeful, to get your attention and to drive you into a negative mindset. And some of it is just happenstance, people being sort of drawn into that vortex, perhaps not intentionally. But we all have to be mindful and watch within ourselves where we are reflecting and what we are reflecting within our life, as well as what we are reflecting within the world. And the meditation of going into the heart, of going into the self, and is where we connect, is where we'll find the information, the light vibration that is of the higher density vibration, which is what we, for the most part, aspire to, becoming more fully embodied. And as we do that, we're helping ourselves and we're helping the collective. And so when we get these negative feedback of that comes from television or comes from the radio or the newspapers or perhaps people in your life who are negative and complaining, we never want to allow ourselves to be drawn into that vortex, but rather take the other path towards our evolutionary process. And this is just one more tool that we can use in that process. Now, while I haven't done this particular meditation, it's very similar to the meditation that I have done and shared and taught in many of the classes and gatherings that I have also participated in. So I think we should each consider that as we explore, as you explore the heartfulness meditation, perhaps you want to explore the Qigong meditation, but you also consider your own sovereignty in this process, that you are indeed capable of making that journey within. You are indeed capable of sharing and encouraging and allowing that energy that you hold to radiate into the world, into the lives of the people you touch, and into the collective unified field, which we are all contributing to. So we're working together to make the world, in this gradual separation, this process of separation, we're able to contribute to the overall expansion and upliftment. And as the unified field expands in its vibration, it will begin to have a more effective impact on that negative polarity, till it becomes that we're living in a world where that deep negative polarity will not be able to be sustained in our world and in our environment. And that's really what is happening as we transition from our dark ages of the what some people might refer to as Kali Yuga into the Golden Age. It's a transformation process. And as we're doing it, we're releasing, uplifting, releasing our own negative polarities and pulling them into balance, bringing ourselves into balance with a higher vibration. And this higher vibration isn't an elevation in terms of hierarchy. It is more speed within the vibration of our molecules so that we become more reflective of light and less reflective of materiality or carbon. So the carbon-based reality tends to be a very dense, slow-moving reality in which manifestations can be very slow, but also in which control is very much supported. As we lift our vibrational field into what is more crystalline or light-based vibration, that means that the environment itself begins to reflect back to us that lighter vibrational experience, which allows us to be much more uplifted, much more centered, much more in a state of joy and positivity. So it's an environmental process as well as an internal process. But what we are to understand is that our internal processes, our own capacity to hold that vibration, that lighter vibration, that experience of love and joy, as we hold that, we become more powerful in the transformation, and it helps to expedite this process of transition. And as we are transitioning as well, we're receiving more powerful emanations coming from the cosmic center, the divine source. And we're a little bit like crabs in a pot, where the fire is going up very slowly and very slowly coming to a boil. And so this is what's happening to humanity and really everything, the whole planet, on an energetic level, so that every being of the planet and the planet become lifted vibrationally into this harmonic existence. And we as human beings become capable of experiencing ourselves as just elements, aspects of Gaia. So I've really begun to think of myself and ourselves as not just humanity, but as Gaians, as beings of the earth, of the being that is Gaia. We are the children of the being that is Gaia. And as we come into that harmony and into this vibration, and we will begin to see in our outer world a reflection of this higher joy and fulfillment that we can find inside of ourselves. But the power of meditation is what brings us to that inner experience, which is the first and only place we can truly encounter it. So I had a wonderful experience. I believe it was Wednesday. I was connecting in through my heart, through my breath, and the work that I do, I use the breath as a vehicle and allow the awareness to follow the breath into your body, into your heart, into that spaciousness within. And as I was doing this meditation, I was able to experience some of the fullness of what's coming through, of what's being offered to us from the living awareness of our divine core, which is the creative mother, father, creative force. And what we are receiving at this very time is kind of an upbringing, an up in temperature, an up in vibrational frequency, so that we have an opportunity to make even more progress at this time and really sink into that beauty, that frequency, so that when you do this meditation, you can really ground deeply into the earth, into the cosmic source, open the heart. And with the grounding of Gaia, which is a big part of the meditation that I do, you get the feeling of just being sort of embraced like a soft coil of energy wrapping through the legs and through the lower body and through into the heart in a way that really makes you feel, and your heartbeat begins to beat in harmony with the beat of the heart of the earth. And as I was falling into this deep grounding with the earth, I could almost feel myself as if I were really this physicality, this beautiful energy that is the planet, that's with all of the life flowing through it. And I began to feel like my body, the cells of my body, were in fact the earth itself. And then as I had this feeling, I was able to open up to this deep flow, this very powerful flow that was coming from the divine source. And what this energy was is it began to uplift, and like I could feel seeping through all of my physicality, all of my emotions, my sense of upliftment was this deep, like comforting, nourishing, feeling as if I was just being held and cuddled, and all of the, some of those deep fears and tremors that you hold in the body were just being gently washed away. And it was just a very beautiful experience that I recognize as something that everyone can tap into. and I want you to begin to think about this and follow paths that will allow you to tap into this energy. I'm actually preparing for a presentation of this, and we'll be doing that. We'll be doing an event at the Commons here in Brooklyn, Heart of Mind Live at the Commons. It will be on the January the 3rd Wednesday of the month, in the evening, early evening, about 7 p.m. And so that's going to be January 20th. We'll be going deeper into some of these issues, and we'll have some guest speakers. So if you want to find out more about that, please do drop me an email at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. For those of you who would like to participate in a Qigong meditation class, it's Qigong movement, moving meditation. I do a midweek refresher every Wednesday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. in Brooklyn at Studio Maya, and that's 603 Bergen Street near Carlton in Brooklyn. You would register online at StudioMayaNYC.com. StudioMayaNYC.com. And we'll also be starting a few more things as we move into January, an opportunity for us to come together, to meet each other, support and network, and really begin to open up in a state of unity consciousness in a supportive way, in ways that we can access meditations like the Healthfulness Meditation, healthfulness.org, which is free. There are other things that come up which might have donations or some small tuitions. We can work together through phone conferencing and have a bit of a support network. So the idea really is to build a support network that will we can share insights with each other and begin to build towards that unified consciousness, that unified state of being, so that those of us who have a like consciousness, a like mind, a like heart, a like awareness, so that we can begin to meet each other and work with each other in building a world and building systems that are supportive and can help us to have fullness and joy within our lives and to create opportunities for living and growing and teaching each other, working with ourselves, each other, our children. So it's just a way of being that needs to grow in the world. And I'm very much interested in engaging with all of you in this process. So if you have some thoughts or ideas about the radio show you want to share, you can also send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and you can make contact by phone, 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. You can check out my website, QigongOnline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net. And remember to go to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.org. You'll find all this information and links on my page for Heart of Mind Radio. You can sign up there for podcasts and downloads and check out some of the past shows. So that would be a great reference point for anything that you're hearing on the program. PRN.FM, and go to the Heart of Mind Radio page for all this wonderful information. I thank you for joining me today and encourage you to stay tuned for more great programming here at the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I've been Catherine Davis, and this has been Heart of Mind Radio. Stay tuned and take good care.